welcome to the Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. Today on the Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends, we will be discussing music. I will be your host today, not Cab Calloway. We here at Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends Incorporated regret to inform you that this is indeed our final episode ever. Final episode of the season. Ha ha ha. Please help me, let me introduce you to the co-host. We have plenty of time today, ha ha.
Hello, I am your co-host today. My name is not interesting. Why would I be named such a thing? Well, it all started when...
Sorry, not interesting, but we are out of time as you are in fact not interesting, and nobody wants to hear your boring, uninteresting story. Anyways, for our epic finale, we have two very exciting events for you today. First will be an epic jazz drum lesson taught by our slave master, mega host Sean Bilger. Second, we have an interview with the greatest musician ever. Stay tuned for these amazing events. Here is the mega host, Sean Bilger, for his epic drum lesson.
Begin drum lesson. What do you mean? It's on the script. Oh, I see. Anyway, I apologize, fellow viewers. It seems I have made a mistake. And that I'm not supposed to read everything on the script. Ah, I get it now. Anyways. Hello! Have you ever wanted to learn drums? Well, now you can! With our epic music discussion with Sean and Friends, epic jazz drum lesson, funded by... Today's drum lesson shall be jazz-based. Here's your basic jazz groove. Didn't that sound cool? Isn't that nice, eh? Now I hope you have a drum set at home to play this with me. Let's play. Let's play some even more jazz, as it is so much fun. Didn't that sound like jazz? It's all in the swing, you know. The swing, the basis of all jazz. It goes like this. Did you get that? For you have to have listened very closely, because it is not this. It is this. Knowing the difference between the swing and the straight is key in playing jazz drums. Yes, the drum set, the jazz drum set, is quite amazing. If we turn to lesson 3 in a book known as Progressive Steps to Syncopation for the Modern Drummer by Ted Reed. If we turn to lesson 3 on page 8, we can see some exercises. Now, on the paper, they look like quarter notes. On the paper, it's written like this. And any unsuspecting bozo would read it like this. But no, that is not what you're supposed to do. In this book, Syncopation for Modern Drummers, you are supposed to do this. Didn't that sound much better than this? There's no swing in that. It's straight. It sounds straight. It sounds not jazz at all. It sounds like what a crappy rock band would do in their crappy song about whatever rock songs are about these days. You see, this particular page contains many exercises. And at the very end, there's a 16-bar exercise which combines all of them. If you want to learn these exercises, buy the book. Anyways, here is the 16-bar exercises in full. Did that not sound like jazz to you? And do you think that sounded cool? Except for that last part. That last part sounded trash. Anyways, I hope that you had a very fun time learning the essence of the jazz drums. Yes, indeed. I hope you start to get what a swing is. I really hope you know what a swing is now, if you had not already. Because the swing is the best, debatably, the best form of music. But that is just my opinion. Thank you for listening. This has been my epic jazz drum lesson brought to you by Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends Incorporated. Now, back to your host for our amazing interview with the greatest musician to ever live on the face of this here earth. I am Sean Bilger, and I am signing off.
Thank you, Sean Bilger. That was truly an amazing lesson. Now I too also know how to play jazz drums. Remember, viewers, it's all in the swing.
Yes, that was truly amazing. I've always had trouble with the swing concept.
Nobody cares about your personal problems. Once again, you proved to be useless and uninteresting. Now enough wasting time, let's get on with this epic interview that shall be hosted by yours truly. Our special guest today is called Jim Tim Bim Kim. He is truly a master of all things music. In fact, he is sitting with me right this second. Why don't you introduce yourself?
You literally just said my name, you absolute moron. Or I mean, hello everyone. My name is Jim Tim Bim Kim and I am the master of all things music. Yes, now won't you ask me some questions?
I apologize for spacing out, but I truly cannot believe you are here sitting with me answering my own questions. Right, let's get on with our epic questions. What has been your epic journey into music?
Father would force me to play the piano 2 hours a day every day with no exceptions. Even on large-scale vacations, he would take the grand piano along on the plane because he has various connections. And I would have to play it on the plane as well. If I skipped out on piano at all, he would beat me senseless, or I mean he would scold me and say I would never amount to anything. You could say that yes, indeed, my father was the start of my fantastical journey into epic music. Since then, I have practiced every other instrument to ever exist, and I know music theory like I know how to make toast and eggs in the morning. Ha 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 ha. Yes, I believe that answers that question.
Must have been very hard for you growing up. Let's move on to the next question. Let's see here. HMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMM
literally just told you. You absolute piece of I mean yes indeed. I play every single instrument ever to ever exist ever. Perhaps your question is referring to the psychological concept of favorites. In that case, the piano would be my favorite instrument. For you see, the piano is truly the ultimate instrument. Every note, every key, every chord ever is right there at your fingertips. You just have to know how to unlock the truly epic greatness of the piano yourself. Besides that, I'd say the drums, because it's fun to bang bang crash bang.
Do you like dogs?
What? What kind of epic music discussion is this? I came here to talk about music, not dogs. That's it, I've had it up to here with you. That does it, I'm done. That's the last straw. Wait a minute. Did you just say dogs? I love dogs, 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 dogs are the absolute best.
We regret to inform the viewers that there is a slight technical difficulty on our part. We apologize for any inconvenience. Please don't go away, as we will be back in just a moment.
Good, yes, we're back online with our guest here, Jim Timbime Kim. We only have a couple of questions left for you. The master of unlocking music. What could you teach the whole world about music?
We regret to inform you, but due to extreme unforeseen circumstances, Jim Timbime Kim is no longer able to be present in this here podcast. To fix this, we have amazing mind readers who know everything he was going to say. And the mind reader will say everything he was going to say. Apologies for further inconvenience.
Hello, I am a mind reader. This is everything he was going to say. Yes, that is indeed a very hard question to answer, my good friend. You see, one thing that I could, if I say yes, I say one thing I could teach the entire world about music. It's that no matter how hard you try, there will always be someone who did it slightly better than you. And for the person who did it better than you, there was another person who did it better than them. And for that person, and so on and so forth. You see, there are people in this world like myself who've absolutely mastered and perfected the supreme art of music. But for the people who are still just learning, I've got another word of lessons for you. Don't bloody stop practicing because you're not good at what you're playing. What do you think the whole point of practicing is, you morons? Just keep playing until you get good. You see, it takes massive supreme dedication to become as enlightened as I at music.
You know, I'm really not sure how I feel about what you just said. Anyway, here is your final question. How do you come up with these answers in your brilliant mind?
Ha ha ha! Yes, I've been told that many times how I come up with the stuff I say. Yes indeed, ha ha ha! Well, I'd say one part of it is because I am in an environment where I am supposed to be answering questions. Because this is an interview, what you don't think that I prepared for this interview, I prepared all bloody year for this interview. You see, good musicians don't get enough respect in the musical world. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get in the music industry? It's pretty bloody hard. I thought being on this interview would be a good chance of exposure. Yes, exposure. the forbidden word in the arts industry. For you see, when you commission someone, sometimes they give you money, but no. Sometimes they promise you free exposure. And it's the absolute dumbest, stupid piece of trash, absolute.
Wow, how amazing. I truly thank you, dear Jim, Tim, Bime, Kim, for being on our show today. Well, with all of that being said, this has been Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. This concludes our show for the next millennia. Thank you, humble viewers, for listening so closely to our epic musical discussions.
Hello. Have you ever wanted to skip out on an amazing Thanksgiving dinner in favor of epic sports? Well, come on down to the Holliston High School football field on November 27th for the epic Thanksgiving football game. Cause why hang out with your family in another state for the whole day? It's football, the greatest sport ever. See our amazing players play football instead of spending quality time with your grandparents, who just moved to Arizona. Yes, come on down and watch some amazing football.
What the? It seems someone left the recording on. HM. Well, perhaps I can say this then. You see, anyone who might be listening, modern hip-hop is the absolute bane of my everlasting existence.